The game is put up or Shay up. It's you versus our man, BB Shay. Sports trivia. There he goes. He's leaving the room. Still gets me because he stands out here.
And yeah, then, you think he's not. Yeah. He's lingering.
It's like, what are you doing? You're lingering. Oh, he's got to leave the room. We've been doing this for months now, but still, it's like, why is he hovering? He's got to go. Well, Carl will test his mettle today against BB Shay at Sports Trivia. Carl will try to be the first person to beat BB Shay, period. $25 is what we have. That's what BB Shay has in his pocket. He ties him, we get half that, $12.50. That's happened once. We have had one tie. Hello, Carl. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing very well, thank you. Now, are you a big sports fan?
Not the hugest, but I'm big.
All right. Okay. Let's see what happens here. We're going to put 2 minutes on the clock for you. We're going to give you 10 questions about sports trivia. BB Shay's out of the room. When he comes back in, he gets the same 10. We call this put up or Shay up. And whoever gets more right is the winner. We start the clock after I complete the first question. Carl, are you ready?
Yes.
Good luck to you. Here we go. Actor Burt Reynolds played college football for what team?
The Steelers.
No. Who is the only active basketball player still in the NBA who has an exhibit at the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts?
Pass.
How many World Series titles have the Toronto Blue Jays won? 0, 1, or 2?
2.
Yes. Where did NBA Hall of Famer Patrick Ewing go to college?
Georgetown.
Yes. What former football coach is this speaking at his NFL Hall of Fame induction ceremony?
I didn't dream about it. I believed that we were going to win a Super Bowl. You treat a person as he is, he's going to stay as he is. Treat a person as if he were what he could be and should be, he'll become what he could be and should be. I didn't dream. I believed we were going to do it.
Who's that former coach?
Jimmy Johnson.
Yes. Which team won the very first NBA game ever played? Knicks, Celtics, 76ers?
I would say 76ers.
No. Who is the only coach in history to be the head coach of three different college football teams, all in the SEC?
Nick Saban?
No. The NFL Hall of Fame game is tonight, Panthers-Cardinals. True or false, every single NFL team has played in the Hall of Fame game at least once.
False.
No. What's the only country that has competed in every single FIFA World Cup soccer tournament ever?
Morocco?
No. The most expensive piece of sports memorabilia ever sold is a jersey belonging to what deceased athlete? The jersey sold for $24.1 million. Whose jersey was it?
Kobe Bryant?
It is not Kobe Bryant. Wow. Terrible early, decent middle, terrible late.
Yeah, some of the guesses there threw me, but then he got some.
Yeah, what country is the only country? The Broncos?
Oh, I thought he said Morocco.
Oh, maybe he did.
Oh, I thought he said Broncos, too.
I did, too.
I thought maybe he was doing a little, what's his name? Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
Broncos country, let's ride. I guess it is a country.
I suppose. I mean, he said Broncos. And what was the other one? Oh, yeah. The Burt Reynolds question. College football. He said Steelers. Steelers. Yeah, bad answer. Well, let's see what BB Shay can do. I don't think his undefeated record is in the jeopardy here.
I think he's okay.
I do too. 3 from Carl.
3.
Here comes BB Shay. Well, how many do you think BB Shay will get right of these?
I'm confident in going with a 7 today.
7. All right. How about you, Red Rachel?
I'm going to also say a 7.
Well, an 8 would body bag Carl.
Right? I could see an 8.
Yeah, could get a t-shirt here if he's body bagged here. All right, so 7 or 8, maybe. 3 from Carl is all he got there. Welcome back, BB Shay. Good to see you, sir. We do not think your undefeated record is in jeopardy today.
Okay.
2 minutes on the clock. We'll see what you can do here. Again, Carl has posted a 3. Start the clock after the first question. Here we go. Actor Burt Reynolds played college football for what team?
Oklahoma.
No. Who is the only active basketball player still in the NBA who has an exhibit at the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts?
Steph Curry.
Yes. How many World Series titles have the Toronto Blue Jays won? 0, 1, or 2?
2.
Yes. Where did NBA Hall of Famer Patrick Ewing go to college?
Georgetown.
Yes. What former football coach is this at his NFL Hall of Fame induction ceremony?
I didn't dream about it. I believed that we were going to win a Super Bowl. You treat a person as he is, he's going to stay as he is. Treat a person as if he were what he could be and should be. He'll become what he could be and should be. I didn't dream. I believe we were going to do it.
Who is that?
It's Jimmy Johnson.
Yes. Which team won the very first NBA game ever played? Knicks, Celtics, or 76ers?
The Knicks.
Yes. Who is the only coach in history to be the head coach of three different football teams, college, all in the SEC?
Oh, God. I have no clue.
The NFL Hall of Fame game is tonight, Panthers versus Cardinals. True or false, every single NFL team has played in the Hall of Fame game at least once.
False.
No. What is the only country that has competed in every single FIFA World Cup soccer tournament ever?
Brazil?
Yes. The most expensive piece of sports memorabilia ever sold is a jersey belonging to what deceased athlete? The jersey sold for $24.1 million. Who's the athlete?
Babe Ruth?
Yes. Wow. What a rally. 7 is nice. The final today. 7-3. Nice win for B.B. Shea. Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
That's right. Did you know that or just make sense?
That was a guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Although the player's guess was good, too.
Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant.
Oh, yeah. Great guess.
But Babe, it was, well, we'll get to it in a moment. But Carl, he got you by a final of 7-3. Good try.
All right,
man. Hey, man, what are you going to do? That's it. He's not, you know, Carl, the first question we knew was going to be a rough ride for him. Actor Burt Reynolds played college football for what team? He said the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, Burt wasn't a Steeler. In fact, here he is talking about his last game. The rumor was that, and he says this is not true, but there's no footage of it. The answer is Florida State. He went to Florida State. So he's a Seminole. And his last game ever was against NC State. And he was cornerback, Burt Reynolds, the actor. So he's a cornerback, and somebody beat him. And the rumor is he went at halftime and said, I quit, and went to Hollywood. Seriously.
That's it.
Now, he says after the game is when he quit. And his roommate, or rather his good friend, was Lee Corso. ESPN.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
So he said he and his roommate had a conversation along with Corso.
I did after that game. My roommate, who was Vic Frenzy, and Corso and I had a meeting, and I said, I think I'm leaving. And I said to them, I'm going to go off to Hollywood and become a movie star. And instead of them laughing hysterically, which they should have done, and said, get a job, they both said, well, call us when you do.
And it worked out for him, didn't it? Yeah.
Would you have accepted Mean Machine as an answer?
Ooh. Yeah, probably so. Okay. That would have been a nice day.
That would have been impressive.
I like that. That's his prison team. He played over. That's the longest yard. Yeah, he did. He played college football at Florida State. And from what I'm told by Corso, I'm told, what I've heard Corso say is he pulled as much tail as Joe Namath.
I mean,
he
was there. I believe that.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Namath and Burt Reynolds in college as a college football player at Florida State. Corso said they used to ride around a girdle and girls would just throw themselves into the car. He did. That's what he said.
I believe it.
Good get here, Steph Curry.
Excellent defense by Boston. Oh, and now Curry gets it right back from half court. A Curry moment in Boston.
Steph Curry has a shooting exhibit in the Hall of Fame, the Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts. He's the only active player to have an exhibit there at the Hall of Fame. Have you seen it? You knew that one really.
Yeah,
well.
I heard about this recently. I've been an active Steph Curry hater for over a decade.
You have.
I'm not moved by this.
Because you hate Steph Curry, I try to include a Steph Curry question in every single quiz.
Makes sense. I get it.
I've noticed that.
You see the passive aggressiveness.
Big time. Like
that. That's what I do. Blue Jays.
Here's a pitch on the way. A swing and a belt. Left field. Way back, Blue Jays win it! The Blue Jays are World Series champions as Joe Carter hits a three-run home run in the ninth inning, and the Blue Jays have repeated as World Series champions. Touch them all, Joe. You'll never hit a bigger home run in your life.
That was only the second walk-off World Series home run to win the series ever. Mazeroski did it in 60 against the Yankees. Joe Carter did it in 1993 against the Phillies for the Blue Jays. They won back-to-back, 92-93. Mm-hmm. Then they were in it last year, but lost in 7 to the Dodgers in a great World Series. Where did NBA Hall of Famer Patrick Ewing go to college? Let's hear him.
My decision is to attend Georgetown University.
Yeah, yeah, and he did. You know the story on that. I see. I know you've got something to say on it, but Patrick Ewing was in Chapel Hill to go to the University of North Carolina. He was down for the visit and loved everything about it. And then while he was here, apparently the KKK held a rally in Chapel Hill. And he said, I can't go there. There's too much racism. But only because, I mean, Chapel Hill's like, of course they didn't appreciate it. They didn't, you know, the city didn't like rally around it, but there was a KKK rally while he was there. And so his parents said, you're not going here, or he would have gone to Carolina.
What was the year that UNC played Georgetown in the championship?
82.
And didn't Patrick Ewing have the first 10 points for UNC?
Yes.
He kept goaltending five straight goaltends.
Yeah. Five straight goaltends to start the game as UNC. Yeah. That's when Jordan hit the shot to win it. Mm-hmm. And then in 83, NC State won it. And then incredible. The 80s and 90s college basketball Final Fours were everything.
Don't you think you could have gone to the Klan and been like, listen,
you won a championship or not?
One day.
Come on, give us one
day. I need you to move it one day.
Can you move it to Monday? For God's sake, he's leaving on Sunday.
Can I talk to whoever the wizard? Is he a basketball fan?
Please. Are you a Tar Heel fan?
It takes him one day. You can still do the thing in the town with the peoples.
Oh, God. I mean, he was one of the best college basketball players ever. Stayed all 4 years at Georgetown. Won one title. He was in the finals, I think, three times.
And imagine being the awkward tour guide.
Oh, I know.
This is the well. You're really going to love the university. And that's the Klan.
What's burning?
That is the Klan, isn't it?
I smell smoke.
Hey, what is that?
Can we move to the cafeteria? Because
they're having a costume party.
Yeah.
You like pizza? We got four corners. God. Have you been to Franklin Street? Apparently, you're marching right down Franklin Street.
I know, yeah.
And Huey was like, what? His parents were like, you're not going.
Right.
Oh, I would have left immediately.
Apparently they did. And Dean Smith was like, oh Jesus.
Can you imagine trying to tell Dean what happened?
Damn it.
Jordan and Ewing and James Worthy. That's him. Yeah, that's right. They had. Oh, my God. They'd have won everything.
Could you imagine? Oh,
if they had Ewing.
Jordan, Worthy, Ewing, Sam Perkins. They'd have won it all 4 years in a row. Unbelievable. That's Jimmy Johnson.
I didn't dream about it. I believe he's going to stay as he is. Treat a person as if he were what he could be and should be. He'll become what he could be and should be. I didn't dream. I believe we were going to do it.
That's why I treat you all so well.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Sorry.
Huh? What? Say what now?
That's why I treat Biggie so well. Right. I'm so nice to him. Mm-hmm.
Always giving him great advice.
That's right. Never passive aggressive.
No. Nothing like Grand Wizard of Pizza right here. His followers are chiming in too.
That's right. I bet you can get this if you think about it. Only coach in history to be the head coach of three different SEC football teams, all in the SEC. Currently coaching.
Oh.
I thought you'd get this one.
I did too.
Currently coaching?
Yes.
Is it Lane Kiffin?
It is Lane Kiffin.
Oh, damn.
Tennessee, Ole Miss, LSU.
You forget what Tennessee was there for a week.
Not long.
No, it was very short.
Season, yeah. When my son toured Tennessee, they have like a big rock in the middle of campus that everybody goes to. When he left, they put his personal phone number on the rock. That's painted on. Everybody paints it. They painted it on the rock.
Has he ever left his school not
no.
in a secret middle of the night flight?
Didn't he get fired from Alabama on the plane or something?
Yeah, offensive coordinator. Fired him on the plane. USC, terrible.
Yes.
Terrible with the Raiders. Terrible, but won at Ole Miss and then left him in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I mean, by all accounts, a good coach. Now he's hated. He's going to LSU now. NFL Hall of Fame game. Every team has played in the Hall of Fame game at least once. Only country that's competed in all World Cups. I'm impressed by this.
Brazil making plenty of headway now. Marcelo. What a way to start for Brazil. What a hit from miles out. Coutinho. Brazil lead at the World Cup.
That was their first goal of this year's World Cup. Mm. They've been in every single one of them. That's a good get by you.
Yeah.
They haven't been great as of late, though, and I know the at least the country Brazil is like, you need to get back.
But they're always – they have such a storied history.
Yeah.
Last to win back-to-back World Cups, right? Mm-hmm.
They are
the U.S. I just saw – I didn't get into the World Cup, but they kept their coach, and everybody seemed to be fine with that because he did a pretty good job, even though they didn't win.
They made it a lot farther, I think, than a lot of people thought they would.
I feel like they go the same route every year. They get into the knockout round, then they lose, which is exactly what they did.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all they did. But from what I hear, he's a good coach, and if they get a better goalie, they have a shot at it. I don't know any World Cup. I had a thought the other day. The World Cup's, what, 4 years from now? All of us still going to be sitting here 4 years from now?
Oh, I can't wait.
It depends on how much pizza I have.
That's right.